This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution as I asked you to, right? I mean, you can only be part of the solution if you're part of the conversation. You're going to be part of the solution if you're really willing to engage and get involved. Otherwise, nothing. You get nothing, you mean nothing, you're doing nothing. Right? I know. AOC thinks that the Electoral College is, I guess, it's someplace you go. I don't know. I know she didn't know what it was at first. I mean, she really didn't know what it was at first. Matter of fact, a lot of young people don't know what it is. And I really get such a kick out of it because nobody's really, the guy who has explained it the best, and I got to try to get him back on the show someday. I love this man. I don't say it about many men, but this guy, he wasn't a mentor as much as he was someone who could explain in plain simple English that a guy like me could understand. Truly what the electoral college is slash was. I may even play in the next segment. Actually, I probably will. And really, I'm serious. If you don't get it after Rick Green from Wall Builders, or Rick Green, you check his stuff out at rickgreen.com. Got some great videos, great DVDs there on our founding fathers and truly the history of our founding fathers. So, you know, and we'll get, what the heck is going on with that thing? I got a crooked light that's making me crazy. So, Alexandria, well, I hate saying her name. I got to tell you, though, I don't hate her because I don't hate people, but I hate saying her name. AOC, she calls the Electoral College nothing more than a scam. It's all about racial justice. I mean, the brain surgeon is going to tell you now how this works. So she took aim at the Electoral College, calling it a scam, and suggesting it disenfranchises color people. Which is really funny, because if she understood it for real, she would know what it stands for. She would know why it doesn't disenfranchise color people. Matter of fact, if anything, the Electoral College would give a state that was totally filled with African Americans, or I'm going to say black people, because some of you get insulted when I say African Americans. A state that's totally filled with Hispanics, and a state that's totally filled with white people, and no matter what the number of people in those states are, they would all have the same representation in votes with the Electoral College. All of them. And to show you really how brainless she is, if the one state had five times as many white people as the two, the black and Hispanic states, they would win every time. They would dictate who gets in the office and who doesn't. With the Electoral College, all three have equal representation in voting. Not only does she doesn't even understand, she can't even spell college. I mean, think about something. She actually got degrees in economics. This woman got a degree in economics. That's the scam. In an Instagram story posted Monday, AOC began by joking that she saw many votes while driving through the desert, which she sarcastically referred to as the Electoral College. She then cited several excerpts from a New York Magazine's article that refutes arguments in favor of the Electoral College, telling Republicans that the system, in fact, is a scam. The Electoral College has a racial justice breakdown. She said due to severe racial disparities in certain states, Electoral College effectively weighs white voters over voters of color, as opposed to one person, one vote system, which is just a joke. You know, what she doesn't realize is almost every other situation, because it's so localized, one person, one vote works. Works great. Right? But when it comes to the president, the only way the president truly reflects the country as a whole is through the Electoral College. And our founding fathers knew that. They were smart men. They knew that. The squad member went on to blast the argument that Electoral College would give rural states a fair shake. Could you imagine if we had this kind of democracy altering fairness provision for literally any other group? The congresswoman asked. If we weighed, for example, black and indigenous voters more because of unfairness, you know, she's a Maroney. There's no other way to put it. Right? She pointed out that Republicans who live in blue states and how their votes count equally in a popular vote, and said that eliminating the Electoral College would be the special treatment of some voters over others. Right? See, again, totally uninformed congressperson. You know, they say anybody should be allowed to run for office. I'm not there with you guys. I'm really not there. And I'll tell you why. Shouldn't you know what the three branches of government are? Shouldn't you know that as a congressperson you don't get inaugurated? Shouldn't you know as a congressperson that you don't sign bills into law? Shouldn't you have an idea how government runs? I mean, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, I would like to put up something similar to a citizen test for people running for office. I know, you're going to send me all kinds of nasties, but I'll live with it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate you being here so much. I mean that sincerely, too. I know you guys could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, which to me shows me how high your IQ is. I love that line, by the way. That's why I keep using it. I know it's old, but I still like it. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us here on the show. And look, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's definitely a lot going on there, a lot you can be involved with. Be nice. And, you know, really support the show. Any way you can, support the show. And there's all kinds of ways you will find and see up on the website. All right, guys. This Electoral College thing. I mean, some of you, you've got a grasp on it. But I got to tell you, I've spoken to some of you before. You have a grasp on it, but you don't know how to explain it. And I'm not saying that I know any better than you do, because I know I don't know any better. And, you know, I'm not the genius that some of you apparently think I am. I don't know what the heck's wrong with you people. But I know somebody who is. I know somebody who's an expert. He's great at this. He's great at explaining it. And take a listen. And for those of you watching, take a watch.
Pushing what is known as national popular vote. It would get rid of the Electoral College because they say it's just not fair. They argue that in a baseball game, for instance, whoever scores the most runs wins. But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. And to be the champion, you have to win the most games, not just score the most runs. In the World Series, for instance, most of the time, the team that scores the most runs in all seven games combined also wins the most games, but not always. Take, for instance, the famous World Series of 1960, when the Yankees scored a total of 55 runs, and the Pirates scored only 27. Well, even though Mickey Mantle hit 10 home runs, 10 home runs in just seven games, and had a series batting average of 400, and even though the Yanks were able to run up lopsided scores in games 2, 3, and 6, they only won a total of three games, and the Pirates won four. So when Bill Mazeroski hit that bottom of ninth walk-off home run in game 7, the Pirates were the champions. It wasn't the first time. The same thing happened to the Yankees in 1957 against the Braves, and happened again in 1964 against the Cardinals. But don't feel bad for the Yankees because you never feel bad for the Yankees, but also because it goes both ways. The Yankees won the 1962 World Series against the Giants, even though the Giants scored more overall runs. In fact, out of the 260 Major League Baseball playoff series, and that includes the World Series, the League Championships, and the Division Series, the team with the least runs in the series has still managed to win the most games 40 times. That's 15% of the time. 15% of the time, the team with the least runs wins. And that happened as recent as the 2002 and the 2003 World Series, and just last year in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, the simple-minded will run to their mommy crying, "It's not fair! It's not fair!" But the thinking American will step back and ask, why is it happening this way? What's the reason for this? Then they will discover that it's because baseball is designed to make sure that the champion isn't a team that did well against just one particular pitcher or in one particular stadium, but the champion has to be able to play well in a variety of situations. Hitting well off of multiple pitchers, playing great defense, being able to not only hit home runs, but bunt and steal bases and win the close games as well as the blowouts. That's what makes a champion. Our founders created an amazing way to accomplish the same thing in our presidential elections. America's president has to appeal to a broad range of Americans from across the fruited plain. It's not enough to be popular in the big cities and run up the score in just one or two games. You have to also be able to win enough votes in the other stadiums, or states, if you will, in order to win enough games to win the whole championship, or in this case, the presidency. For instance, here you see the map of Bush-Gore in 2000. Obviously, Gore won the big cities. You can see where the blue is on the map. But Bush won the rest of the country, and the rest of the country was a better distribution of the vote. Here we have the 2004 Electoral College results, where you see Bush winning more stadiums, more states, if you will, and some of the big ones as well, and it added up to a total that was more than what Kerry got in 2004. So it was like winning 4-3 in the World Series. In 2008, Barack Obama was able to do the same thing. He won more of the distribution of the votes across the country, and he won more of the actual votes. So this was one of those situations where the person that scored the most runs also won the most games. It's not a perfect system, but it is sure better than any other, and it is much, much better than the national popular vote. The Electoral College has served our nation well, and if Americans are smart, we'll keep the World Series of politics by keeping the Electoral College.
All right, did you get that? Because I got to tell you something, if you couldn't understand that, Send me your voting card, will you? I'm kind of not joking. Look, I want you to think about this. He does, he or she, I'm not one of those that don't think we can have a woman president, but he or she, right, needs to appeal to the whole country. And if you really, truly, if you think about it, you would have three or four senators in the country that would dictate who our next president was, right? I mean, states like California, New York, and Illinois, think of the states that would actually dictate who would be our president and the kind of policies that we would have. It wouldn't be good. It definitely wouldn't be fair. You know, it's funny how we, over the years, over the decades, whatever, we have chipped away at maybe not perfect, but as close to perfect as you get. If you think of all the, if you actually just sat back and you thought of all the safeguards and the checkpoints that our founding fathers put in place, you would appreciate what these men did. And I'm going to say, with the help of God. Because if you just do your homework, you would find out how much these guys talked about God and felt that God was in the center of what they were doing. But I mean, think about that we screwed with the two-senator deal. Which is causing, they were never meant to be elected for a reason. They were never meant to be under the pressure of an electorate, if you would. The governor would appoint the two senators from each state. You know, and then you've heard AOC and others say, well, that's not right either, because some states are bigger than others, so they just read your history, you Maronis. That's exactly what the founding fathers fought against. What they said was, look, so that Delaware would have as much representation as New York, they get two senators. All right, I need to calm down. You know, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where's the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much care about those that are listening and tuning in and what have you. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And yes, I am proud to be an American. First generation. You know? And that's a good thing. At least I think it is. You know, And I know I had nothing to do with it, obviously. But I'm very proud of my Italian heritage. And unlike the lunatics on the left, they like to make fun of all the white people and hatred this and hatred that, and we could talk about Mussolini, we could talk about all the negative things that the Italians did over history. We could talk about all the positive. You know, which is really funny is when you think about these loons on the left and what they do, when it comes to things that they're doing, they get mad at you for going down the negative road, right? Why can't you pull out the positive? Why can't you talk about the positive things so-and-so did, said, and was doing? But when it comes to our founding fathers and things that really make sense, they're not interested. And let me shut that off. They're not interested in any of that. It's really quite funny when you think about it. I mean, it's sad funny, but funny nonetheless. And again, I am so tired of going round and round with these people. I'm being nice. With these people, it's just so my new... What's it? My new policy or process, if you would. And I have fun with this. I now go get the facts. I don't know, gun facts. The facts like in San Francisco with Governor. I don't even know what to call him. really, seriously, I don't want to be totally derogatory to the guy has no grasp of reality. Absolutely none. Governor Newsom. Doesn't care about the California people. Doesn't care about the American population. He cares about illegals. He cares about the gay and lesbian community. He cares about holding down the and not that you shouldn't care about some of these communities. Okay, don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way because somebody will. Doesn't care about the cops. He's even put more restrictions on them now, which means if he's put more restrictions on the cops, it means that they have less of a chance of really protecting you the way they should. And so instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it. Okay, when you get statistics, when you read a story, and again, you guys don't do this all day, so I get it. I'm not asking you to. But I write down the notes, and I write down where they came from, so I can always go back and get them if I need to. But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now, you didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon-feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing. Right? Omar and Tlaib, nothing. No facts to back up any statements that they made in those arguments. I had somebody starting to argue with me online about, you know, the violence, gun violence in America. And I know this is old and it's like an old rub. But I want you to look this stuff up yourself at times. So when you're arguing with people or discussing, you can at least give them figures that are real and true. So what I always say to them is this. Let's start off with this. Why don't you back out the gun stats from Chicago and Baltimore just to get a real playing field, a real level playing field. You know, those two cities that don't allow guns, right? So don't get to take them out. I guess the murderers don't really know what the rules, the laws are. And then let's back out the suicides when you're talking about all these murders that take place, gun violence. Well, if somebody committing suicide, is that gun violence, really? Because if somebody really wants to kill themselves, if they got to that point in their lives, they could jump in front of a car, a train, a bus. They could jump off a bridge. I've seen it. We do stories on it. They could hang themselves from their jail cell bed. You know what I mean? Look at the raw numbers from the FBI and other agencies. CDC says 60% of gun violence, of the gun deaths, are suicides. 60%. So right away, your number dwindles. And when you think about the amount of people that there are in this country, gun violence takes a nosedive now, doesn't it? 17,000 of those were crime related to black-on-black crime. Another 4,000 were related to white-on-white crime. So I'm sure more gun laws will stop the suicides. It'll stop the criminals in the major gun zones, right? People, we just use a little common sense. It goes such a long way. Matter of fact, if you start with a little common sense, it'll help you make sense of the stats that you're looking at. Now, if you really want to be honest about it, just like we were talking about percentages, right, with voting, if you really want to honestly weigh out gun violence, then you need to weigh it in percentages, not in how many people were killed. If you go to a country that has 100,000 people, and 20,000 people a year are involved in gun violence, and then you come to the United States with 360 plus million people, and you've got 70,000 a year that are involved in gun violence, you're going, oh my God, I can't believe all the... Well, really? Why don't you take the percentages and figure it out? Right? You know, and again, when you look at where we sit on the list from countries like Colombia, Brazil, Venezuela, Guatemala, shall I go on? Do your homework. I mean, compared to those countries, we have no gun violence. And interesting that those socialist countries those wonderful places to live and be, that are utopia for people like Bernie Sanders. Right? I mean, think about it. And if you're really trying to be honest, and that's the thing, you got to look them straight in the face and go, you really want to be honest about this, or you just want to spew your party line? You want to spew your ideology? Because if you really want to be honest about it, you have to use percentages. We have over 400 million guns in this country. If I use the logic of the left, we should be having a mass shooting every hour on the hour. We don't. We should have massacres every single day of the week. The vast majority of gun-owning Americans are safe and sane. They're good people. Most of those people owning guns in this country are doing nothing more than try to protect their family, their loved ones. All right? Yeah, somebody else just put it in the PB to the punch, buddy. Thank you. Mexico had over 25,000 murders this year, right? The vast majority of gun-owning Americans, like I said, they're safe people. They're good people. The U.S. gun rate was 10.6%. I mean, 10.6 per 100,000 people in 2016. That's the most complete study that we have. All right? And that, you know, they use a somewhat different methodology for the CDC. But when you look at countries like, which, again, we're higher than some of these countries, like Canada, 2.1 per 100,000. Australia, 1.0, as well as European nations such as France, 2.7. Germany, 0.9, and Spain, 0.6. Again, the rate for the U.S. was much lower when it came to El Salvador, again, Venezuela, Guatemala, Colombia, Honduras. The U.S. overall, when you actually use real percentages, is ranked 20th in gun violence and fatality rates. But you can't use percentages because it doesn't fit their narrative, even though it's real. Speaking of real, you're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm just enjoying the music a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please, seriously, please be part of the conversation. Please be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am so tired of people not really being part of the, being just not getting involved and informed. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. If you're not going to get informed, please don't enter the conversation. You know, one of the things is, I know, some of you are going to laugh at me. Don't laugh at me, I'll hang up on you or whatever I can do. I am not into sports. I'm really not. I grew up around the Celtics, the Bruins, the Red Sox, all that stuff. But I'm not into sports. And it isn't for any other reason other than I'm not into sports. Okay? And, yeah, Patriots. My God, when I grew up with the Patriots, They couldn't win if the other team didn't show up. Some of you are going to laugh at me.
All right.
I mean, seriously, they could win if the other team didn't show. So none of that stuff hits home for me or means anything to me. Anyway, where was I? Don't you love it? It's really good when the guy telling the story can't remember anything. I know. Let's do a couple of crazy stories. Let me jump ship here and do a couple of nutso stories. Some of you heard that San Francisco banned the airport. They started at the airport. They banned plastic water bottles, right? So I started thinking, and I know everybody's written all this and what have you. And and when you start thinking about it, you're walking through the airport. First of all, yeah, there's a lot of people holding water bottles. I get that. It's kind of disgusting that, you know, if they really wanted to make a difference, stop charging us $3 for a bottle of water. There's so many airport taxes that you can't even get a decent bottle of water. But as you walk through the airport, you look through those machines, all the machines on the way. You know, you stick your card in, you stick a dollar in, whatever. What do you see in those machines? Soda. Now, the soda plastic bottles, they're thicker and harder to get away with, harder to get rid of, right? No, come on, think about it. So they're thicker and harder to get rid of. Probably harder to grind up, get into the system. So you get all these fruit drinks, fruit juices, soda drinks. So if you look at the machines that they sell that stuff in, the bottom two rows of bottles of water, the rest of them are all soda drinks. You really think that people are going to, well, yeah, I need to bring an extra. Hey, Frank, give me an empty plastic container, because we have so many of them around the house. I'm going to take it to my airport trip so I can fill it up with tap water. That's the other thing. We know how healthy tap water is. Right? So now in San Francisco, if you got to come in an empty water bottle if you want water in a plastic bottle. You can fill it at any one of the 100-plus water fountains. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Because that's exactly what I want. You know, I always got a kick out of the fact. I know some of you are into this stuff. I'm not. You ever seen them when they hold a little puppy dog? Or they hold the dog up to a water fountain and let him drink out of the fountain? Yeah, good for you. So now you'll be able to get water at the fountains, and it's free. That's what I mean. Hey, it's free water. It's terrible water. Of course it's free. You couldn't charge for that, even if you gave them lemon wedges with the water. And the one woman that they interviewed, God bless her. What do you guys say in Texas? Bless her heart. You guys in the South know what I mean by that. Right, she says, oh, I'm so proud of my city. Being the first in the nation to ban plastic bottles from the what would have been a better shot is to have her standing right there next to the machine that had two rows of water bottles and eight rows of soda. You know? And again, then when you go into the stores that they have, if that's what they call it, I call them rip-off joints. But if you go to the store that he has, that they have there, everything you buy, no matter what it is in some kind of plastic container. Are they going to ban everything? Right? I mean, think about it. I just find this interesting. So you're going to wait in this line for 30 minutes, or some of you have told me you've waited as much as an hour to get through, you know, the airport, right? Now you got to go through that security checkpoint. And then after you're done with that, now you got to go looking for some kind of water thing to fill your bottle of water. Right? Or, I don't know. Maybe. I guess. Will they have aluminum bottles at the concession? Oh, that's right too. They have those, don't they? They have the aluminum and the hard plastic bottles. Is that really what you want to take them where? Now the airport says that it sells over 4 million water bottles a year, and that's why this is a problem. No, it's not a problem that you sell over 4 million water bottles a year. If people would put them in the right containers where you want them, what's the big whoop? Anyway, I know. I'm beating this to death because I'm having so much fun with it. I just don't. With all the stuff going on in San Francisco, with the crap on the streets, okay, needles in the streets, the thing to worry about is the plastic bottles, right? I don't know if I did this story last week or not, but I was talking to a couple of educators the other day, and I said, you know, you guys keep talking about all the sexual misconduct on school campuses, right, public schools and other schools. And nobody talks about the escalating, since we've been doing this show anyhow, the escalating female teachers that are poaching the young men. Now, some of you are kind of smirking right now going, I'm sure they hate it. I don't know. That's not what I'm going with here. But here's the thing I think is really funny. When a 30 or 35-year-old teacher, male teacher, goes after a 16 or 17-year-old girl, it's just terrible. He's an animal. It's disgusting. I can't believe that we'd let somebody like that teach. But when it comes to a 35-year-old female, and sometimes a married female, going after the 15, 16, 17-year-old young boy, they don't take it as seriously. It's not as big a deal. Right? But what makes this even worse is that Baylor University, they let female professors fool around with students with no punishment, and males were punished tremendously. And it's that whole, you know, it really what it boils down to eventually or ultimately is it's an anti-male mindset. I mean, give me another reason for this. And it's kind of the hypocrisy of the left that we talk about on a regular basis. It is okay when one of theirs does something in the realm of, you know, doing something wrong. But when one of ours does it, they need to be drawn, quartered, tarred, feathered, and killed mercilessly. Baylor University created a campus-wide culture of anti-male bias and intimidation. It's in response to criticism about its handling of sexual assault reports, and that's according to a federal lawsuit that was just filed. So this is according to Joan. It is according to a left-wing paper, a right-wing paper. John Doe, a former assistant professor of economics, not only claims that the Christian University ignored evidence that contradicted his student's accuser, a former lover. He says female professors are tactically allowed to date students in violation of school policies. Right? To the point where some have married their male students. Maybe so they could get in trouble? I don't know. The biased and flawed Title IX investigation, in which Baylor refused to give him a language accommodation, stemmed from the pressure to school faced between 2015 and 16 that clamped down on what? Alleged sexual assault. Alleged sexual assault. But yet, the women were allowed to get away with that. I don't know. With the whole women's rights things? I have no idea. And I don't really care. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for just hanging out. I mean that sincerely. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.